Hello and welcome to Transformative Taskmaster, the podcast by fans, for fans, and about fans. This week, we're digging through the archives, going all the way back to before we even knew what this show would look like, to talk to some of the people who have had their fix name-dropped by Greg and Alex. Welcome to the Being Perceived Club. And up first, Lotta Soup, writer of Daddy's Little Screamer.
All right, so let's talk about being part of the Being Perceived Club, an exclusive club. I think there's seven of us.
I think it's 1,025, isn't it?
Well.
That was an amazing moment.
Yes.
I can't tell you how exciting, because being someone who's not even on the same continent, mm-hmm. and being feeling like I was there with you guys, and then that happened.
Yeah, that was what. So I'll ask you about, or maybe I should tell you, because technically we heard about it first.
No, you tell me what it was like from your perspective, because you were there.
Yeah. So your particular fanfic was mentioned two times during the New York trip. So the first,
by Daddy himself.
Yes, mm-hmm. by Daddy Greg himself. Now, the first time was during the Q&A session.
Yes.
Hello? Hold on, podcast cat is...
Oh, Kitty! Hello, Kitty!
You can come in, Peelpa. I don't... Actually, can you?
Cats are always welcome. Come on.
Let me open up my... No, you can come in. You can squeeze through that little gap. Anyway, so... We were at the premiere, and like the one of the very first things they bring up is fan fiction, and I'm just like, why are you like this? But anyway,
one of the first things,
because it was like, oh, we do the Q&A, like let's talk about some stuff. We have some questions from the audience, and there was like a question. It might have been the Greg, can you pick up Alex, please, or something like that, and they did it, and then they said, like, I don't.
Oh, so it was very early in the show.
It was very early on, and it wasn't even a question about fanfic or anything like that. Greg just chose willingly to be like, oh, by the way, did you know, and all, there's like 14 of us, and we all got tickets to sit in like the same area, and we're all just like screaming. Oh,
no. I'm not jealous at all.
Oh my God. I wish you were, if you were there, you would have died, because what happened was that.
I wouldn't have died. I would have pounced on him like a goddamn puma.
Yeah. So we were all sitting there, and he brings up fanfic, and Alex goes, yeah, there's 867 on the website that we looked at last night.
That's another thing we need to talk about, is this weird turnaround about how Greg is now into the fanfiction and Alex isn't.
Yeah, well,
we need to talk about
that. Yeah.
Carry on with your lovely story, please.
So he says that number, and I specifically remember the last time I checked, you know, the mm-hmm. website, it was at 1,025.
We don't do often.
Yeah, it's not like an everyday thing that we check up on.
Not an obsession.
Surely not. Us obsessed? No.
Us? No, no ways.
Not at all. And so I remember it being a much, much higher number. Now, I did not remember that you have to have an account and be logged in to see that number. And so I was like, well, that's not correct. And so then all of us, we were all like yelling, like, no, that's way too low of a number. And then Alex was like, mm-hmm. what's the person over there shouting? And then all of us went really silent. And I was like, 1,025. And that's when Greg was like, oh, you've been busy last night. Like, somebody's been busy last night. And I was like, yeah, you have no idea.
You've been busy overnight.
But then he said, I bet you're the one who wrote Daddy's Little Screamer, aren't you?
And like, no, it's me.
And it was funny because, like, there are so many of us. And, of course, now there are over 1,000 fanfics. We didn't know off the top of our heads who had written it. So we were like, we were all sitting there like, oh my gosh, like, who wrote that one?
Who the hell do we need to inform that shit has just gone down?
Right. So, but then he said something like, if that was you, you're on Seth Meyers right now.
You're on the Seth Meyers show right now.
Yeah. And we
then laugh.
And we were confused about that because, one, we didn't know what he was talking about. Yeah. But two,
yeah,
we, like, Seth Meyers wouldn't be airing until several hours later. So we were like, what do you mean right now? Like, because they were off by a few hours. And so then, later, like, after the Q&A, we're all in the hotel lobby. It's, like, 12:40 in the morning. None of us can sleep because of the whole Q&A was just amazing.
I get it. Yeah.
And so then we stayed up to watch the Seth Meyers show live, like, on the TV.
And that is my favorite video that I've ever seen in my whole life, by the wayside.
Bro, you're telling me.
The one that Illuminescence took.
Yeah.
Of you guys watching it. Oh my, I think I've watched it 7 million times, maybe.
Yeah, or a rough estimate.
They have to tell you this.
Yeah, it was incredible.
When they first mentioned, when Greg mentioned the Jester and the King, and you guys shriek. Oh my God. I've never been happier in my whole life.
And I don't know if you, like, know the lore of that, but I had just found out that the video that I had taken of me meeting Greg and Alex had been deleted from my phone. And so I was devastated.
Was that the whole phone gate thing?
Yes. So that's why I keep being like, I'm so mad at my phone, because I recorded a video of me meeting Greg and Alex because I was like, I know my brain. I know that I will 100% forget what I say to them and what they say to me if I video it like a smart person.
Something better.
If I video it, then I'll remember and I'll have that forever and it'll be great. And I'm really smart for thinking of this. But my phone, for some reason, decided to cut all of my interactions with Greg and Alex. And it's not, like, it's a whole thing. I'm not even going to get into it. But, like, it cut the whole thing. And so I had just found that out. And I was so upset. So then Seth Meyers comes on and they do that whole bit. And so then when Greg was this one's called The Jester and the King, I was like, there's no way. Oh, my gosh. And, like, of course, we're trying so hard to be quiet so that we can listen to what they're saying. But all of us, like, everyone in the room knew that I had just experienced this, like, really traumatic thing happening with my phone.
Loss, you know?
It was awful. And so then they were like, TK! I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So then...
Okay, well, I'm just going to headcanon it that Greg knew that you'd been through a loss and he was like, bitch, I'm going to make up for this.
Yeah, retroactively, because they had pre-recorded it. And so then they mentioned four other fics and then ended with yours.
Sunny and, yeah, well, of course, I mean, I'm the finale.
Right. And he's like, because at the Q&A, he said again, he's like, just going to put that out there. That is my favorite title. And so, like,
It was absolute, deliberate, 10,000%. Alex Hornbait that I laid.
I mean,
just did not expect
to be Greg
to
bait. Yeah. I mean, I'm so glad that you did amazing. Though. So now we're watching Seth Meyers and they get through the fanfic stuff and now we're like, oh my, so like there were two of us in the room it was me and Trillion Grams had our fics mentioned and then the three other people were on the server, so like we knew everybody, and so we were like, oh my gosh, that's what he meant when he said that Daddy's Little Screamer is going to be on Seth. And so then we were like, okay, who wrote this? And we figured out it was you.
Daddy's Little Screamers.
Yeah, really. And yeah. So then we
have a new name.
I don't know how many people messaged you. I know Illuminescence did, but like we were
all
like, we're pretty sure she's asleep because she lives in Africa.
Of course she's asleep. This was American time.
Yeah, and even then it was like 1 a.m. And so we're like frantically like messaging you, and we're like, okay, these are the fix that got mentioned. If anybody wants to like lock down their, you know, their fix for the next like 24 hours or whatever. So that's my part of the story. So I know you were asleep when it happened, but when you woke up, what was your experience with that?
Okay. It was pretty crazy because yes, I was asleep when it was actually happening. And then the day that it happened, the timing could not possibly have been worse because I literally was lugging my mom in between x-ray appointments and doctor's appointments and radiologist appointments. I was on the road the whole day. I couldn't even check in with the server. Then the second that I did, all I see is there's like 5 million messages directed at me. I'm like, oh my God, what have I done? And then all they say is, soap, soap, soap. If you want to lock down your fix, you have to do it now. And I'm like, shit. It was mental. But it was great. It was also great.
That's amazing.
I'm glad that Daddy liked it. So it's fine.
Yeah. And then how soon after that did you watch the Seth Meyers clip?
The Seth Meyers one only came out, I think, a little bit later. But also, I mean, I was on the road. I was, and I'll tell you a little secret story, because I couldn't tell my mom.
Right.
So while I was waiting for her to get her x-rays done, there was a little teddy bear in the sort of like the kids section of the x-ray department. So I took little teddy bear. And I whispered the whole story into his ear because there was nobody else that I could tell.
That is adorable.
And I felt so much better because I'm like, Greg Davis, the actual Greg Davis, he didn't mention my name.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that for you.
Man. No, it was a special day. I mean, it was a frantic, hectic day, and I genuinely thought I was going to die, but I didn't, and it was okay.
That's awesome. Now, did you end up locking your fic, or, because I'm not remembering, because there were like 5 of us.
Oh, I locked it for 10 minutes, and then I was like, nah, let them come.
So did you
bring it, bitches.
Did you get any comments that were like, did you know that this was talked about on Seth Meyers?
Yeah. No, but I mean, everyone was actually so nice. I was, because, you know, you worry about the internet can be a nasty place, but not on this occasion. Yeah. Everyone was so nice. Everyone was so nice. It was beautiful to witness.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And you, how did people respond to yours?
Yeah, I got a couple, it was funny because people were like, oh, we have to lock down our fix. And I was like, oh man, I gotta go to my fix and like update them so that anybody can comment, like guests can comment.
Because you've got what, 20,000 or something like that now?
Yeah, something like that.
Guys, I'm not even exaggerating.
Yeah, I think it's something like, I need to look, it's like 200 or something. It's ridiculous.
1,025!
Yeah. Yeah, I got a couple comments that were like, oh, buddy, are you in for it? And I'm like, oh, buddy, I found out live. I found out in real time with other members of our group. Like, I feel so lucky that I was there in that group to witness it, like, in person, because it was just amazing. It was, like, one of the absolute, I think it was honestly the highlight of my trip, and I met Greg and Alex, like, that's how incredible it was. Like, it was really something.
you got recognized for your artwork, and it is artwork. That what you do is artwork.
Thank you. So, yeah,
I mean, I was pretty pleased. Constant awe of you.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't even imagine. Wow.
Yeah, it was real fun.
Aww.
Yes.
I'm not jealous.
I know. I wish you had been there. That would have been really fun.
I'm viciously jealous. I'm not jealous.
All right. Welcome to the Being Perceived Club. One of our original members of the club, I believe. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about how you came to be a Taskmaster fan?
Oh, hello, people of the pod. So, my name is Vibs. I go by Bendarubaloo in almost all social medias. And I am a fan, I think, since the beginning of the show or something like that. I was browsing Tumblr a lot and I kept seeing Vibs. And I don't have to say that I was watching Not Legally because that was on YouTube because I don't live in the UK.
Right.
So I got a friend that managed to get me some links and I got addicted very fast.
As do we all. all right, so your fic got mentioned, I believe, on Taskmaster, like the actual show, and not, you know, as opposed to being mentioned on an interview or something like that. So which fic got mentioned, and do you remember which episode it was in?
I think I remember the date, but not because of that. It was April 13, I think it was that. My fic is I Wanna Ruin Your Friendship is the first one that got a lot of laughs. And then later I got some comments thinking Alex actually made up those names, but no.
I was
freaking out. That's all real.
So do you remember watching the episode and what was your reaction to when he brought it up?
That was a weird day. That's why I remember the day, not the episode. I have flashbacks of it because I was having a rough day at work.
Aww.
I was getting tired. Like 2 hours prior.
Oh, no.
And I was crying a lot, and then my phone started ringing from all the people wanted to say goodbye to me.
Yeah.
But there were a couple of friends that were like, oh, my God, have you watched the episode? Oh, my God, have you watched the episode? I was like, no, I don't want to watch Taskmaster now. And they were like, oh, my God, you need to watch this now. So I came up my tears and turned the computer on. I started to watch, and then I lost my freaking mind because I was not expecting that at all. It was a very weird day, but at the moment, I don't think I took it well because it was a lot to do.
Right.
To deal with. But now I think I am thankful because I kept thinking about that and not about the job thing.
Yeah.
Because I had a lot to reply on my socials. My friends were talking to me. I talked a lot to my friends on Tumblr and Discord. And I was like, I think I tweeted a lot. I have like those flashbacks of being like, yeah, I lost my job, but fuck it. I'm on the show. I put that on my resume or something like that. I think if I get back to those tweets, I will find some weird shit there. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like Greg and Alex mentioning fanfic for some reason generally comes on the heels of some like major upset or like in the middle of a really emotional period of time. Which is really weird, But it definitely has a way of like kind of uplifting your spirits because you're like, I didn't think this would ever happen. Like, I did not write this intending for them to like actively find it. Or
no, you know, on the contrary, I didn't want them to find it. Actually, nine. Because I think I talked about it with some people, but it is such a weird choice of pick because it's not even just Greg and Alex. It's Greg, Alex, and DK. So it gets weird. I was like, did you read something beyond the title, man?
Right, yeah.
Like, did you read the text? Oh, did you think that was a good idea? I don't think so.
Yeah,
I'm clinging to that he delivered everything.
Yeah, and that was before we canonized the tag Alex Horn, do not read this, I believe.
Oh yeah, because we only had one thing on the pod. So not many people knew about that.
Mm-hmm.
That is sang with Greg. Also that was a choice.
Yeah.
Those voices they did. Yep. That was a choice.
Yep.
So it was very unexpected. I think it was four of us, or no, three of us and four picks. Two are by No, one by me, and the other one's a crossover with Doctor Who. So it is very weird.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I'm so curious to figure out who is in charge of looking these fix up. Because certainly, almost certainly, they are picking fix based on titles because, like, that just makes sense. Like, it's good for, like, a really quick laugh in the studio. But then now they're starting to choose fix that, like, their titles aren't necessarily what's the most interesting thing about it. Which is really weird. Yeah, I don't know who they get to go through the fix on the website and like pick out which ones they're gonna talk about next. It's wild that they even do it in the first place.
Yeah, I'm quite sure that Mommy and Note cute little parents were picked just by the time.
Yeah.
Because they were, at the time, they were, like, standing out. Also, I have to say that it was very surreal because that happened. And more or less 15 days later, I was flying to watch the live taping of the match. And I was watching them, and I was like, oh, my God, you just mentioned my pick a few days ago, so... And you don't know me. And he was waving at me because, of course, I was like screaming a lot that I was from Brazil.
Right.
So, I mean, he was trying to be very, very nice to me. He and Greg.
Yeah.
And he had no idea that I was like writing about this fucking with Alex Fred. So that's that.
Yeah, that's amazing. So after your fic got mentioned on that episode, how quickly and how much did people like go to your fic and I assume, you know, did like put a comment on it being like, did you know that your fic was mentioned on this episode of Taskmaster?
Oh, I had a couple. I saw some people saying like, oh, I knew that one, it was real because I read it. it was nice, but the fact that I rushed to lock everything because I got scared because of the life situation.
Right.
I think it didn't affect so much with the general public, but people that knew me and knew me from fandom space, they were like very happy for me, very proud of me. And I even told my friends today that I'm not Nintendo. They were like, oh, you're actually like someone that is famous. I was like, oh, it's not that much, but people know you. Some people know me.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, honestly.
Yeah, it is.
Very elite club that we have here with all, what, seven of us, I think there are?
Yeah.
There's like seven of us, but there's eight fix because one person's...
Yeah, it's the got Doctor Who groups over.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think they are. I don't know. I think I sent a message to them at the time being like, oh, so you're one of us. And they really didn't care about me at all. And I was like, oh, okay. And of course, no pets too.
Yeah.
She's winning. I mean, I need to get better at writing because I want to be noticed again.
Yeah, it sure is an interesting dilemma that we're in because you never know what they're going to pick next.
Yeah.
It's an interesting situation. And I think if my memory is like a sieve and it's awful, but I'm pretty sure that your fic may have been one of the very first Taskmaster fics that I ever read, because when he mentioned that on whatever episode it was, I literally paused the video and I was like, there's no way. And I went to the website that everybody uses and I looked it up, and sure enough, like, there were a ton of works, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm out here sleeping on this. And so I re-listened to the ones that he had mentioned, and I think I read those first. So, pretty cool.
I have the website open. I'm going to check because I think you're the one that I was thinking about being like, oh, I read that.
Oh, man, I literally don't remember if I did.
Yeah. I mean, you say that your members like Steve, but mine too, so. What? I wrote too much stuff. What is the thing? Oh, okay. Found it. I published in 2022. And there's a couple of. Okay, that was one on April 13th, saying, Greg and Alex know this exists. It was literally mentioned in an episode. I was trying so hard not to laugh because I knew about it.
Right.
But aside from that, I love reading it.
That's amazing.
Oh, it wasn't you, but that was pretty sure this week just got mentioned on Taskmaster. My reply, it was to my horror. Yeah, I think I changed a lot my opinion of what happened since then, but it was fun.
Yeah. Good times.
Good times.
Well, thanks for coming on our little mini episode. We're going to kind of splice everybody's mini episodes into one big episode once we figure out who else we need to get and all that kind of stuff. So it'll be fun.
It will be fun.
Yeah. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to me. And
oh, no, thank you.
And I'll see you online.
I'll see you online.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hello, Unquiet Spirit, and welcome to the Mini Being Perceived Club podcast.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Now, you actually... I want to say are the creator of the Being Perceived Club, because there's a little bit on, or what does it call it, collection on AO3 that's like the Being Perceived Club fix, and I think are there 10?
There's 11 if you include the one that's like a crossover, so that one is actually just bookmarked in the collection, and then there's 10 that are actually like in the collection properly.
Nice.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the collection, and I know that one of your fixes in it?
Yeah, one. Okay. Mine's A Big Boy Like You.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically after, like, what is this, like the fifth time that they've named it? I was like, we should really just like collect them all together for people who want to see like all of them. And like, you know, we always like to compare the titles and be like, oh, what are they looking for when they're picking out these fics? So I thought it would be fun to just have them all together. So I just asked everybody, hey, would you mind if I put your fic into this collection? And nobody said no. So yeah, now it's all together. And as more fics get mentioned, I will add them.
Sweet. That's awesome. So you have one in the collection, A Big Boy Like You. Do you remember, because that one was mentioned in the show, right?
It was an outtake, actually.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was last January. I was on my lunch break, and I checked our group chat, as I always do on my lunch break, and I saw somebody had mentioned me, and I was like, what's going on? And they were talking about an outtake, and they're like, oh my God, it's Unquiet Spirits. And I'm like, what? What's happening? So I went to watch the outtake, which at that point was posted only on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It was like the first place it had been posted. It took a few days for it to go out everywhere else. So I watched it, and he started talking about Vic. And then he said, my current favorite is A Big Boy Like You. And I was like, your current favorite is A Big Boy Like You. That was the part that got me, because if you know that Vic, it is, I don't know if I can say this, it's H. Play Pisking. So it's like, why did you pick that one to call your current favorite? That's just wild to me. So I immediately burst into laughter. It was so funny. So that's how I found out.
That's amazing. And that's the one with, is that the one with Ed and James also?
Yes. So it's actually like, most of it is actually more focused on Ed and James as well. It's really funny. I mean, there is, you know, it's from Alex's point of view, the whole thing, and there is a part at the end with Alex and Greg, but Greg's not even there for most of it. Most of it's Ed and James and Alex.
That's so funny. Yeah, I remember watching that one being like, okay, so I forget who he's talking to, but they're like, he brings up Vic, and then the contestants ask him a little bit about it, and he's like, And Greg asks him a little bit about it, and he's like, so it's us, and he's like, oh, like, it's me and you and Ed, you know, Ed Gamble, yeah. And it's like, okay, well, what's Ed doing? He's like, oh, Acaster's there as well. It's like, okay,
and then
I love how he says, because Greg is like, well, what are they doing? It's like, well, they're fiddling about in the kitchen while we fiddle about in the bedroom.
Yeah, so that is what tipped me off and several other people off to the fact that he had not actually, like, read the whole thing in detail. He mm-hmm. probably just, like, read the summary because that's not quite correct. But what he got, what he said he got from the summary. So, right. Yeah.
Which is even just him reading summaries is ridiculous.
Yeah, and the summary does make it clear, even if he hadn't read the tags, the summary makes it clear what kinks are in this fic. Right. So...
Yeah, just wild. Yeah, I remember writing, this is one of those fic begets fic type of things, because I remember when that outtake came out, and then I think that I had been in our group chat by that point, so I knew who you were and I knew who everybody else was, and I had probably gotten into fic by then, well, certainly writing fic by then, but when he said fiddling about in the bedroom, I was like, ooh, I really now want to write a fic where they're at a contra dance together. And like Alex is playing the fiddle in the band on stage, and then they go make out in the rafters or whatever.
Yeah, I remember that one. It's a good one. It's very sweet.
Yeah, I really liked writing that one, actually. Reminds me of my time from pre-COVID when contra dancing was a thing. But so yeah, that was really cute that I got to like... be inspired by something. I was inspired to write a fic based on something that Alex said about your fic. Yeah. Which is great.
Yeah.
So did you notice any kind of uptick in comments or anything like that after the outtake got officially released?
Definitely. Yeah, I think mine actually got more attention maybe than other people who have been name dropped because it was the only fic mentioned in that outtake, and because he actually like went into detail, and he also said that he had seen the box that said, "Are you okay with adult content?" So everybody was like, "Oh my god, it's a real fic! It's on AO3. They knew exactly where to find it." I don't think he knew that he was giving that away when he said that, but he mm-hmm. gave it away.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got a lot of attention. Yeah, I immediately like moderated the comments just because I didn't want to like deal with any sort of negativity being right. public. Mm-hmm. And I actually didn't get any negative comments. It was mostly just like, oh my god, this fic was mentioned. Why is Alex reading this fic? What the hell?
That's amazing.
But yeah, yeah. And that fic now has second most kudos out of all of my fics, which I have mixed feelings about, because I'm like, okay, it has a lot of hits, so I'm glad it has a lot of kudos too. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there's other ones that deserve more kudos.
Right, yeah. Ain't that just the way? Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I definitely, part of the Being Perceived Club, which just seems to grow bigger seemingly every day, is really special. But
yeah.
Yeah, just wild to think about. Because, the thing that always gets me is that it would be so easy for them to just, like, make up something and just completely fabricate, you know, a fic title or a fic idea or plot or whatever. And instead, they really are just going out on AO3 and, like, looking at very specific actual fics that we've written.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, and then another thing I did want to mention, kind of going along with this, before that whole thing happened, I had another fic planned with the same kinks. And I was like, now when I write this, people are going to think I'm writing it for Alex. So I had to like put an author's note being like, I swear on my life and my beta reader, I had this plan before. I am not yes-anding Alex.
Right.
But it was really funny, like, writing it, too, because I felt like he was, like, reading it over my shoulder as I'm writing.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, but. Goodness. All right. Well, thanks for sharing your insights on the Being Perceived Club mini podcast.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Trillian, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
All right. So obviously we are here talking about being part of the Being Perceived Club, which is very exciting. So tell me the story of, which fic got mentioned, where and when it got mentioned, like what your reaction was. I mean, I personally, know the whole story already, but
well, the story does involve you quite a bit, so I hope I'm not repeating something you've already talked about. But so we did go as a group. Oh gosh, how big was the group? Over a dozen of us.
Yeah, I think there were 14.
Yeah, so we were together in New York City because we couldn't pass up the opportunity for the series 19 premiere. And while Greg and Alex were in New York, of course, they did the Seth Meyers taping. And so some of us sort of predicted they might end up there when they announced the Series 19 taping. So we did, many of us signed up for Seth Meyers tickets. None of us really got in to the taping that Greg and Alex ended up doing. So we did some standby, lined up, stood in the cold, stood in the hot. We did not end up making it in to the taping, which honestly could be a good thing. Now, we had a heads up that one of us was having a fic mentioned. So we did try to pass along a message to them that, you know, hey, heads up, at the Series 19 premiere, they mentioned this. What we did not know is they mentioned more than one, and not just mentioned, they actually did read an excerpt, a couple of excerpts. So we gathered after the Series 19 premiere, we gathered in the lobby of the hotel that many of us ended up coincidentally staying in together to actually watch this Seth Meyers. And so we knew the fanfic thing was coming, so we were prepared. But then they started reading excerpts from, what is it, The King and...
The Jester and the King.
The Jester and the King. And they were setting that up a little bit. They were really hooked on Greg being a king of his domain. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because they had your fic on the mind about The Jester and the King. And so, of course, then they started reading the excerpt, and we were literally screaming while trying not to,
yes,
because we wanted to actually hear what they had to say. So yeah, that's really hard to scream and not at the same time. So when they finished that, then I think they did move on to the second excerpt.
They did a first excerpt because then Greg says, wait, this one is better. And then he read mine. And then after he name dropped three more.
He name dropped some titles. But we were just so wound up. We were trying. It was 1 a.m. in a hotel lobby. We're trying not to scream and wake other people up. And we're trying to hear what they have to say. Mm-hmm. And so it was really kind of unnoticed by the group because we were so busy celebrating you. Well-deserved for having your fic actually read on air, that they just sort of, he mentions a couple of titles, slips in, mine was Big Strong Hero, which is a little confusing to me. It's not a particularly salacious title, and the other titles had been quite salacious, or, you know, the content that they read was really nice and enticing to them. And so it's funny to me that Big Strong Hero was chosen. Also not funny in some ways because it's not finished and I'm really trying to finish it. But what's funny is I actually did title bait them with another fic. So the fact that they picked this one and not the title bait one.
Yeah.
So I have another fic called Love Slave? ?
Mm-hmm.
And the question mark I thought was particularly maybe Alex Catnip.
Yeah.
But no, they didn't grab that. They grabbed the most boring title you could probably come up with, Big Strong Hero, which, hey, I'm not complaining. I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm quite proud of the fic, even though it's not finished. I will finish it soon. There's another person in the Perceived Club who, when they were perceived, and it was actually during, like, on Taskmaster, or canon in Taskmaster, they were going through something else in their life, a bit of a crisis in their life. So they had this sort of dichotomy of, like, crisis in their life, but also perceived. It's so very confusing time. And that's a little bit what I'm going through of, I've been perceived. It's really exciting. And I don't know what to do about it, but I'm also going through so much stress just unrelated to it that I'm like, oh, these two things are going to be tied in my life forever now, this stressful moment in my life and this really exciting, fantastic name drop. And so, yeah, it's not canon, it's Seth Meyers, but I will take it. I am beyond delighted. I don't feel like I particularly deserve it more than some of the others. And I have a little Delulu headcanon that whoever is out there picking these fics to mention, I hope they liked it. I hope the reason they chose it, even though the title is a little bit on the boring side, is because they actually liked it. So updates are coming. I'm actively thinking every day about how to wrap this fic up because I do love it. I adore it. And yeah, I'm proud. And I hope others that I love, other writers I love, join the Perceived Club soon.
Yeah, me too. I know our little group of the Being Perceived Club, we're like, okay, we've got a couple writers that were like, you know, eyeballing to be like, please, like, pick these people next, you know, like, pick our friends.
Yes. What I'm glad about, though, is those who have been perceived actually really are good writers.
Mm-hmm.
So now, okay, I mean, the fandom is just absolutely chock full of good writers. Yeah. I mean, it's very, very strange. But it gives me a little tiny spark of hope or Delulu or something that somebody is actually reading at least a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, like we've said about the excerpts read, it's like, well, that's not just the opening line or something. Somebody actually had to read through to find some lines here.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. Yeah.
Yes. But there are so many good writers out there. And I'm glad that Alex and Greg know how to be kind about all of this, even if it perhaps freaks them out, even if they don't quite understand it. They are quite kind, as they are with many things in fandom.
Yes, that's completely true. Now, so I know they name dropped five of our fics on the Seth Meyers, and obviously, like, they read some excerpts from two of them, and then the last three they were just kind of like, here's some titles, right? So for yours, did you start getting comments that were like, hey, your fic got mentioned on Seth Meyers?
Absolutely not. And I am totally fine with that. I am the least perceived of the Perceived Club in a good way. I am also a sensitive baby and don't want a lot of attention or some negative comments. So I think because the title is, you know, it's on the boring side and it was said so quickly, and there's just nothing really like catchy about the title.
Mm-hmm.
People haven't really been coming to it,
yeah,
which is fine. Hey, I mean, those of you who have read it, I'm delighted. But I do wonder what'll happen if I update, post a chapter, and it throws it to the top of the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So I might get it one or two comments there, but yeah, so not a lot of activity, not even a lot of hits. I have been keeping an eye on the stats. But,
yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. No, I am a writer who is, I don't check my kudos emails. I'm always delighted by a comment, but I know it's good for my mental health to not care about the stats. So I try actually not to look that much. So, you know, even if nobody ever saw it ever again, commented on it, I'm just delighted by the title drop.
Yeah. Yeah. You and I remember specifically in the hotel lobby, like we were both kind of going through some shit, like separate types of shit. And we were both just like kind of on a low. Like we had just come back from the premiere, which of course is like the ultimate high. And so we were like super excited that we had gotten to go to that. But like, we both had like our own personal reasons for being like, oh my gosh, like, I like have to deal with this thing. And then, so when they name dropped both of our fics on Seth, we were both just like, are you kidding me? Like,
yes. Screaming. Very unbelievable. Not sure what to do with yourself. I felt like all my autonomic systems started failing at once or something like that.
Yeah.
I, of course, cried because I cry at everything. but because I was crying for you just in the first place. And then for that, like to be tacked on, oh my God. And then what was great is as we started looking up the other three, we were like, okay, wait, who are the other three? And then we found out we know and love them.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, this is just delightful.
Yeah. Like every single person that got their fic name dropped, we know, like personally. Yes.
And they're just, and they're lovely people and writers. And so it was just such a weird night. And then I started thinking like, oh my God. What would have happened if we had been at that taping?
Yeah.
I was so close to getting into that taping. And I think I honestly might have like given up the game by making some sort of noise in the audience.
Primal screech.
So that was the fandom god smiling down on us for not getting into that taping, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely feel like it could have been really bad if some of us had gotten in.
Because, hey, I mean, I love the few little meetings I've had with Alex and Greg, well, one with Greg, and Alex like, perceived me at the Series 19 premiere just momentarily. But, you know, I very much don't ever want them to know. At the premiere, Alex mentioned he was nervous about talking about it because, quote unquote, you know, the writer is in.
Right, yeah.
He's like, yeah, no, that's something you guys need good amount of separation from. You don't need a face with the author name.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a wild night. So many ups and downs.
The whole weekend was, oh my God.
Yeah, it was a whirlwind.
Lots of emotion on either end of the spectrum. So, yep, that will ever forever be tied together, those memories of everything going on.
And yeah.
I'm delighted.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like they have a sixth sense of like, oh, so-and-so's feeling down. What if we just name drop their fic really quick?
No kidding. So I just, I hope some of the other really fantastically good writers and artists, you know, I do love when they perceive some fan art too. I just hope they get perceived because, you know, I'm not a trash writer, but I'm certainly not at some of the other levels that some of these people are, so... go out there, read some really good fanfic. And if you read mine, great. I'm delighted by it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing your story with us. Very exciting to hear from, you know, like other perspectives. Because even though I was there in the same room, you know, all of us are going to remember that evening differently.
You were too busy disassociating, really.
Yeah, I literally blanked out. Like, right when he said, this one's called The Jester and the King, because he started reading, and I did not pay attention to that, because I was like, I know that if it's the words that I wrote, like, of course, I already know those words, so, like, I don't care about what I can watch this later, you know, which is the beauty of it, is that we do get to watch it anytime we want, which...
I know.
has been such a blessing for whenever I'm feeling low and I need a little pick me up. I just go to, I really should just download the video to my phone at this point.
And it's such a strange almost achievement because it's really hard to describe to people in your life. Especially if you don't want to describe to people in your life what happened. Yeah. You're just like, how was your trip to New York City? Well, it was something. It was a lot.
Yeah.
It was good. But I can't tell you why.
Yeah. That is a weird conversation I've had to have. So now my mom knows I write fics, so that's fun. But I was like, it was amazing. And she's like, okay. Like,
yes, why? It's, yeah. Hard to describe to those who aren't in the know, in this circle, I suppose.
Yeah. No, good times. All right, well, thanks for coming on, and we'll see you online.
Thank you for having me. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
And that was several members of the Being Perceived Club talking about their experiences with being initiated. You can find their works in the collection linked in the episode description. If you liked this episode and would like to see more, don't forget to subscribe.